Thank you so much for joining us for Rochester Speaks. I'm Christy Credit, and we have a Krista Jackson with us today. She's the Vice President of Embrace Your Sisters. So happy to talk to you again. We talked to you, what was it, last year?
Yes, last couple of years, Christy.
Oh, geez, look at us. We're like old friends.
Yes, we are.
So tell us about, first of all, you have an event coming up, a Sisters Tea at Two fashion show.
Correct.
One of the largest events for Embrace Your Sisters, right?
You got it. So Embrace Your Sisters, we are a nonprofit, completely volunteer organization located in Canandaigua. And what we do, Christy, is provide emergency financial assistance to people going through breast cancer, struggling with treatment, having a hard time paying bills. That's the niche we fill, is providing some emergency financial assistance to allow people struggling with a breast cancer diagnosis to focus on their treatment and not worry about the bills. So what we have going on, we have two signature events that we do. One is this fashion show that's coming up that we'll hit on in just a second. And then we have a walk that we do the last weekend in September in Pittsburgh, our Positively Pink in Pittsburgh walk. But the reason you and I are talking today is that we are super excited for our 15th annual Tea at Two fashion show that is going to be held in person, thank goodness, this year at Casa Larga on Sunday, May 1st, starting at 2 o'clock. The doors do open at 1. The event starts at 2 o'clock. And this is our signature event. It's the place where we raise all the funds, most of our funds that we use throughout the year to support these people that apply to us for financial assistance. And like I said, we couldn't be more pleased, Christy, to have the opportunity to do this event in person this year.
And I just love Casa Larga. It's not far from my house, by the way. And I wish I could come. You invited me to your event. It ain't even model, but I'm going to be out in Boston. But if you could make this event and go to the fundraiser, you should definitely do it. Tea at Two fashion show fundraiser, Casa Larga Vineyards and Winery, right in Fairport. And this is the 15th annual. And were you able to do it last year? Or the last few years, it's been like virtual.
Yeah. So last year, we had to cancel, obviously, in 2020. The second year in the pandemic, we opted to do the event virtually. It was great. We're obviously so thankful to everybody that supported us last year. However, to pivot and do a virtual event is a whole ton of work. And it's just not the same as being in person, right? I mean,
right. We're
all grateful to be able to see each other again. And the response that we're getting this year, Christy, tremendous. We actually do believe that we're going to have a sellout event this year. That the appetite to see people and do things in person is very, very great. And we're looking forward to welcoming everybody on that Sunday, May 1st. Again, doors open at 1. Event starts at 2 with our models. Some of them are breast cancer survivors. Some of them are just people that have been touched by breast cancer. So we're going to have a couple speakers. We're going to have music. There will be raffles. You don't even have to be present to take part in our silent auction. We're going to be doing that online. So in addition to doing mobile bidding at the event, you can also sign up ahead of time and just participate in the event still virtually and bid on items if you like. And all that information about how to get tickets, to buy a table of 10, to register for the auction, to just even donate to Embrace Your Sisters, all that can be found, Christy, on our website, www.embraceyoursisters.org. And you can also check us out on social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Connect with us any way that you find appealing.
I love that. And this is going to be a fun event. I see it coming. I think it's going to be awesome. So hopefully you can get your tickets. They're only $45. A table of 10 is $450. Are sponsorship opportunities still available?
They sure are. So again, I would invite everybody to go to our website and click on our fashion show link to get more information. While we're talking about sponsors, Christy, if I could just give a shout out to our sponsors thus far, FG Rayburn Mason Contractors, Finger Lakes Monument, McCalla and Capizzi LLP, Van Bortel Ford and Chevrolet, Feluca Overhead Door Incorporated, and More Than Miles Consulting LLC. Thank you to all of them for jumping on board and helping us with sponsorship. If you're interested in donating a silent auction item or something for our raffle, please check us out on our website, or you can certainly call 585-624-9690. Leave a message. I'm the person that answers the phone for Embrace Your Sisters. Again, we're completely volunteer, so I'll get back to you just as quickly as possible. You can just go to our website and make a donation if you can't join us. If you'd like an ad in our program, those opportunities still exist. Any way that somebody wants to support, we still have opportunities available and would be so appreciative.
You're very great to start this organization. It was founded in 2006. Was it you and a group of friends?
It was not me. I didn't join until a few years ago. By 2006, this was a grassroots organization that was started by a group of friends of Chris Ann Phillipson, who was diagnosed with breast cancer. So her sister, some of her family, and a group of friends came together to start Embrace Your Sisters. Chris Ann had insurance. She worked. She had insurance. But when she started her treatment and her battle with breast cancer, she sat down and started picking her treatment options a la carte based upon what she could afford. And this group came together saying, if Chris Ann is having this struggle, we know there are other people out there that are going through the same thing. That's how Embrace Your Sisters was started. Chris Ann did lose her battle with breast cancer in 2016, but this group has continued on. And again, 15th annual fashion show, we have given over $500,000 to numerous patients or applicants that have come to us looking for support. The need is great. Obviously, what we want to encourage everybody to do, too, is still get out there, get your mammogram. Diagnosis, early diagnosis is key. COVID has impacted that. People kind of stepped away from doing some of these preventative measures and going and getting those annual mammograms. We cannot encourage you enough. Please keep up with those preventative measures. But if you're faced with a breast cancer diagnosis, and the bills are becoming overwhelming, they're having a hard time making rent, they're having difficulty keeping up with the car payment, that's why we exist. Just get online, download our application, call me, leave a message. I'm happy to send you an application and get into the hopper and apply to Embrace Your Sisters. And let's see if we can help you get through maybe the struggle that you're having with just some extra bills because of a breast cancer diagnosis.
And the staff at Embrace Your Sisters is 100% volunteer.
We are all volunteer. Yep. So that's why I say, if you call, I am the person that answers the phone. I don't sit in an office. I do work a full-time job. But always leave a message. I will get back to you just as quickly as possible and, you know, start the application process with you if that's something that would be helpful.
Yeah, because it's a struggle. My mom had breast cancer and she, you know, had insurance. And she did all that, but it was a struggle at times. And I think a lot of people realize that, especially now with the high cost, high pay plans you got out there for insurance.
Yes,
it definitely hits you harder. And I could see someone starting to think about doing like an a la carte kind of service to do treatments. I get it, because it's so expensive to do things.
It is so expensive. But we have such great technologies, Christy, that a breast cancer diagnosis, and I just had a girlfriend that just was diagnosed last week. And, you know, the thing that I will say over and over, I'm a breast cancer survivor myself, the technology, the medicine that we have, that this is completely treatable. And we just need to make sure that people are going in and getting those early diagnoses, getting that early detection, and then not sitting there picking a service or a treatment based upon what they can afford. You need to just get the best treatment for what you've been diagnosed with. And that's what we need to focus on. And if you find that you're struggling, that's why Embrace Your Sisters exists.
Exactly. I love that you're there. You also provide longer-term help with practical, emotional health, and other vital services, too?
Yes. And so a lot of times people will call Christy looking for some of that financial assistance, but then in part of our conversation, something else surfaces, and we're able to point them in the direction of, have you considered this? Has anybody told you about this service? Maybe you would work well with this organization. So we're trying to do that just to you know, keep the network alive for people, that when they don't know what else is available and is out there, we can help point them in the right direction.
That'll definitely help. And, you know, 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer in their lifetime. We have a group of 8 girlfriends. And last year, a friend of ours was diagnosed. And she said, all right, 1 in 8, I'll take it, you know.
Exactly. Exactly. And like I just mentioned, my girlfriend that was just diagnosed, same thing, right? And you just sit there and you realize when you're sitting down and, you know, you've gone out to have a glass of wine with your girlfriends, with your 8 girlfriends at night, or you've had a cup of coffee in the morning and you're sitting around just gabbing, you look around the table and just say, yeah, we have a high likelihood that it's going to be one of us.
Right.
And listen, the girlfriend support is so important, right? I do want to mention that breast cancer does, it's non-discriminatory, right? It doesn't discriminate. It gets men too. So we are open to anybody that is diagnosed with breast cancer, men and women. Tends to be women, but there are men that have crossed paths with Embrace Your Sisters and need support also.
So definitely check it out on the website, embraceyoursisters.org. You're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
You got it. You
awesome.
Got it.
And if you want to get involved, if you're like Krista and you had breast cancer, you know someone, and you just feel the need, you've gone through it, or you've been helped by Embrace Your Sisters, or you've been helped by others, and you want to help others, you can do that, right?
Exactly. Give us a call, 585-624-9690. Visit our website. Check us out on social media. We'll take, you know, any volunteerism that we can get. We would love your participation and support for the fashion show. And, you know, donations are always welcome. So anything that you might be able to help Embrace Your Sisters with is greatly appreciated. Again, we're so excited about this 15th annual Tia 2 fashion show. It should be a sellout. It should be a glamorous, glorious event. We're looking forward to welcoming everybody to Casa Larga on Sunday, May 1st. Doors open at 1. Event starts at 2. Raffles, music, cash bar, food, refreshments, gathering with a bunch of people that are all there for a common cause. It should be a really, really fabulous afternoon.
Oh, I think it's going to be a wonderful afternoon, especially because you haven't been able to have it the past 2 years, right?
Exactly.
Oh, so it's going to be really nice.
Yes, it will be.
There are tickets still available. $45
yes.
for tickets. A table
Correct.
Of 10 for $450. You could do that.
Correct.
Sponsorship opportunities also available.
Correct.
I'm very correct today, apparently, Krista.
Yes, sure. I love it. I love it. We both had our coffee. We're in good shape.
We're ready to go. And don't forget the silent auction can be done electronically. You don't need to be at the fashion show to participate.
Yep,
so,
check it out online. Check out our fashion show link on our website, www.embraceyoursisters.org.
Do you have a list of some of the items that are on the,
yes,
the auction?
It will be continually updated. So you can check out things online. All of that will be continually updated.
Awesome. Once again, you can check it all out, embraceyoursisters.org. Our guest today is the Vice President of Embrace Your Sisters, Krista Jackson. And keep in mind, everyone, the entire staff at Embrace Your Sisters is 100% volunteer. No one is getting paid. They're doing this all for you to help you. Or if anyone you know has come in contact and has breast cancer and can't take care of certain things, don't be embarrassed. Don't be afraid. Reach out. Go to their website, embraceyoursisters.org, or call 624-9690. Krista, thank you so much for your time. I'm sure we'll speak to you again soon.
Christy, it was a pleasure. Appreciate the opportunity.